Three Israeli settlers have been stabbed to death by a Palestinian in the occupied West Bank. The incident happened inside the Halamish settlement west of Ramallah. Another Israeli was wounded in the attack. It was not known whether the attacker was killed or wounded. Three Palestinians have been killed and hundreds of others wounded during protests against Israeli restrictions in the Al-Aqsa Mosque. This is Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says he will suspend all contacts with Israel until it ends new restraining measures at Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem, Al-Quds. Iran has told a joint commission overseeing its nuclear deal that it is seriously pursuing the U.S. breaches of the agreement and reserves the right to respond. Iran made the remarks as its officials meet with the P5+1 group of countries for the eighth time in Vienna to discuss bilateral compliance with the accord. The Qatari emir has slammed a Saudi-led blockade of the emirate as, quote, a malicious smear campaign planned in advance. Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani was speaking for the first time since several Arab nations led by Saudi Arabia blockaded the country and imposed sanctions after accusing Doha of supporting terrorists. Yemeni media says Saudi airstrikes targeted a boat off the coast of Hodeidah, killing eight fishermen. Another fisherman has also gone missing. Earlier, the United Nations blamed Saudi Arabia for Tuesday's deadly airstrike on civilians in the southwestern province of Taiz, which killed nearly two dozen people. The U.S. military has officially confirmed the CIA's decision to halt a covert program for equipping and training certain militant groups fighting against the Syrian government. Head of U.S. Army Special Operations Command General Raymond Thomas said that the decision has not been made as a concession to Russia. Clashes have erupted during a protest rally in Indian-controlled Kashmir. At least one youth was killed after soldiers opened fire on a group of stone-throwing demonstrators. Officials say a second person was also injured in the unrest. Several people were detained during the rally. Pakistan's Supreme Court is weighing the dismissal of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif as it wraps up hearings in his corruption case. The court has accused Sharif's children of using forged documents to hide ownership of ill-gotten luxury apartments in London. A final decision is expected in a couple of weeks.